Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. In the previous parak, we talked about the idea of nesinas tam, that if a if Shemitah produce is cooked in non-Shemitah produce, or in a manner that then imparts some of the flavor, then the non-Shemitah produce takes on Kedusha Shemitah. For this reason, Mishnah Zayin says, Ein mevashlin yarek shel Shavuos b'shemen shel truma. You are not permitted to boil, to cook, Shemitah vegetables in truma oil. Why not? Shelo yivedenu l'dei psul, because you are not permitted to cause truma to come to ruin, even indirectly. Right? And what happens if you cook Shemitah fruits in truma oil? It becomes kadosh b'kedushas shviyas, in addition to its kedushas truma. And that would mean that, let's say, again, we're cooking, I don't know, carrots. If you cook carrots in truma oil, so then the oil takes on the kedusha of carrots. And that would mean that when Zman HaBiur for carrots rolls around, you have to get rid of the oil. And that is limiting the usefulness and actually bringing truma to ruin, because it has to be gotten rid of at the time of Biur. And even though it's indirect, you are not allowed to do that. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you know what? That's okay, because it's only indirect. You're not allowed to ruin Truma directly. But in this case, where you are causing it to have Kedusha Shemitah, which will eventually lead to Biur, that is very indirect. And Rabbi Shimon says that's allowed. The second half of this mission is actually completely different halacha. And it relates to something we've actually mentioned before. When Kedusha of Shemitah transfers to money, right? When I sell Peiros Shvias, so Kedusha transfers to the money and remains in the original fruits. And so what the Mishnah says here is, V'acharon achron nitpas b'shvias. The money that now is Kedusha, that Kedusha transfers from the money to whatever I buy. So if I use this money with Kedusha Shvias and I buy meat, so now the meat has Kedusha Shvias and the money doesn't. If I then trade that meat for wheat, then the wheat has Kedusha Shemitah and the meat no longer does. And then I trade the wheat for wine, the wine has Kedusha Shemitah and the wheat no longer does. And then if I sell that, so then the money has Kedusha Shemitah and the wine no longer does. It achron achron nitpas b'shvias. The last one along the line keeps the Kedusha. It keeps bumping along to the next one. V'hapri atzma oser. However, we also mentioned that the original fruit retains its Kedusha no matter what. And that remains oser in this context, of course, means it has Kedusha Shemitah and it can't be eaten after Zman HaBiur.